Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, March 10th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Two new plays joined the Broadway boards tonight. First is a star-studded revival of Glengarry Glen Ross, the iconic real estate drama by David Mamet, starting previews at the Palace Theater. Set over the course of 2 days in a high-pressure work environment, follows four desperate Chicago agents stopping at nothing to make their next sale, even if it means engaging in unethical and illegal acts. The show stars newly crowned Oscar winner Kieran Culkin, along with Bill Burr, Bob Odenkirk, and Michael McKean. Patrick Marber directs. Opening night is slated for March 31st, and it will play a limited run through June 14th. Meanwhile, Culkin's Succession co-star, Sarah Snook, makes her Broadway debut playing all 26 characters in a technologically innovative adaptation of The Picture of Dorian Gray. Based on the Oscar Wilde novel, it follows a young man who sells his soul to stay young forever as his titular portrait ages. This production uses a thrilling combination of live theater and video effects to explore themes of beauty and excess. It was a hit last year in London, winning Snook and Olivier Award. The Picture of Dorian Gray is adapted and directed by Kip Williams. Opening night is March 27th for a run through June 15th at the Music Box Theater. Breaking news this morning, Champagne Wishes and Caviar Dreams on Broadway. The new musical, The Queen of Versailles, starring Kristen Chenoweth and F. Murray Abraham, will arrive in New York later this year, following a well-sold tryout production last summer at the Emerson Colonial Theater in Boston. Based on the 2012 documentary of the same name, it follows the lives of Jackie and David Siegel and their quest to build the largest private home in America, a $100 million mansion in Orlando, Florida. Their plans are put on hold by the 2008 stock market crash, though they eventually recover. Not counting two separate concert residencies, Chenoweth was last on Broadway in the 2015 revival of On the 20th Century. Abraham was last seen in 2014's It's Only a Play. Further casting will be announced at a later date. The Queen of Versailles reunites Chenoweth with her wicked composer, Stephen Schwartz, for his first original Broadway score in over 20 years. The book is by Lindsay Ferrantino, with choreography by Lauren Yolongo Grant and Christopher Cree Grant, and direction by Michael Arden. The lead producers are Bill Damaschke, Seaview, and Sonia Friedman. Chenoweth is also producing under her banner, Diva Worldwide Entertainment. Previews begin October 8th. Opening night is November 10th at the St. James Theater, which is currently housing Sunset Boulevard. A red carpet event and celebration is scheduled for November 9th. Tickets go on sale June 5th to the general public. For more information, visit queenofversaillesmusical.com. Some other breaking news this morning, Jean Smart is returning to Broadway in a brand new one-person show, Call Me Izzy, a dark comedy written by CBS News correspondent Jamie Wax, is being described as a tour de force portrait of a woman in rural Louisiana who has a secret that is both her greatest gift and her only way out. Smart has not been seen on Broadway since a 2000 revival of The Man Who Came to Dinner. She is best known for her starring roles on such TV series as Designing Women, Frasier, Mayor of Easttown, and Hacks, among others. Sarna Lapine is on tap to direct. The lead producers are Robert Ahrens and P3 Productions, the entity of Fiona Howe Rudin, Ben Haltzman, and Sammy Lopez. It is being capitalized for up to $5.4 million. Previews begin May 24th at Studio 54. Opening night is June 12th for a limited run through August 17th. Tickets go on sale to the public next Tuesday, March 18th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Visit callmeizzyplay.com. The nonprofit Manhattan Theater Club has announced the first show of its 2025-2026 Broadway season. The new play, Punch, is on its way to the Samuel J. Friedman Theater in the fall. It is currently running at the Young Vic in London, where it just opened a few days ago to positive reviews. Written by James Graham and based on a true story, it follows a teenager who impulsively kills a trainee paramedic with one single punch on a night out. Lost and directionless after having served his prison time, the young man meets the victim's parents, sparking a major transformation in his life. The show is directed by Adam Penford. Casting and exact dates will be announced later. In discount news, Boop, the Betty Boop musical, which begins previews tomorrow, will be offering $45 digital rush tickets, as well as $40 in-person rush tickets, $30 for those under 30 who show valid identification. Digital Rush opens at 11 a.m. the day of a performance at rush.telecharge.com and closes half an hour before the show starts. More seats may be released throughout the day. In-person Rush is first come, first serve at the Broadhurst Theater box office upon daily opening the day of a performance. All Rush tickets are pending availability, and each person can purchase up to 2 tickets per performance. As previously announced, the musical will also be holding a $49 digital lottery, weekly throughout previews, and daily after opening night. Boop officially opens on April 5th. And the new play Good Night and Good Luck will offer $49 digital lottery and in-person Rush tickets. The lottery, like all those consolidated to the rush.telecharge.com website, will open at 12 midnight the day before a performance, with winners being drawn at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. The same Rush rules as Boop apply here. And in the case of a sold-out performance, the play will be offering $69 standing-room-only tickets. Up to 2 tickets can be purchased per person, again, pending availability. Good Night and Good Luck, starring George Clooney, starts up on Wednesday before an opening on April 3rd at the Winter Garden Theater. And finally today, in real estate news, the popular gift shop One Schubert Alley is opening a second location this week. Located between West 50th and 51st Streets and Broadway in Midtown Manhattan, adjacent to the Winter Garden Theater, the grand opening is Wednesday, March 12th at 10 a.m. The store will offer, per description, exclusive show-specific t-shirts, hoodies, hats, mugs, magnets, pins, and more, along with special limited edition items and One Schubert Alley branded merchandise. One Schubert Alley is owned by the Araka Group, the prominent merchandising and production company. The first 100 customers to arrive will be offered free historic Broadway collectibles on Wednesday morning. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.